All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, October 8th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have some PGA action teeing off in about 2 hours or a little bit less. We have some NHL action today, as well as MLB and WNBA. I think we also have a college football showdown today as well. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. Did want to remind you guys that we will only have office hours up until Thursday of this week. We will not have office hours Friday and Saturday of this week. So just a quick announcement for you there. But with that said, we did have a couple of questions come in prior to the show. So we'll start there and then kind of see where we go. But first question of the day, how does the builder work if I put a filter on pre-build such as geo mean or max ownership or max points or something like that when it runs the sims to create lineups and the top lineup is outside of those filters? Does it just take the next best lineup that works within the constraints, or does it go, nope, top lineup here doesn't work, so let's run sims again to get next lineups? Okay, good question. So what we're talking about here for everyone watching is these aggregate rules. Okay, you go to rules, you go to add new rule, and you go to rule type aggregate. This controls lineup level characteristics, right? So like if I put on something that says, hey, I want my sum projection to be at least X. I want my ownership sum to be less than Y, right? This is basically the item in question. Now, the way this works is it builds lineups that meet your request basically until it can't. So think about it like this. Let's say, you know, I want to run a build and I want to build 5,000 lineups. And then I go to rule type aggregate and maybe I do a projection sum rule, right? And I'm like, okay, you know, I want my projection sum to be at least 90, right? And I set this rule. Now, when I kick off this build, what the builder is going to do is it's going to prioritize building out my entire pool. Its primary goal is, okay, first, let's make sure we get you 5,000 lineups. And then second, let's make sure that we honor this rule. Now, what can happen is that if your setting here is too aggressive, you will get lineups below this threshold. So what can happen, right, is like maybe the builder could only build 2,500 lineups above 90, and then it had to fill out the rest of the pool with lineups that were close but didn't quite meet it. Maybe you have some 89s, maybe you have some 88s, maybe you have some 87s. So it is going to build out your pool. It's going to do its absolute best to meet this request for all of your lineups, but it might not meet them all. Okay. So what you could do in that instance, I don't even know like a good number to use is for like a hockey, like 4-game slate. It's not super obvious to me. But let's just try something. I don't know. Let's try 85. Okay. So I have a projection sum greater than 85 rule. We're gonna do a little less lineups. We'll do like 1500. So for people who like, no, I absolutely want the lineups, you know, above or below whatever threshold I've set, right? What I would recommend is having what I call just like a backstop, like a safety net kind of idea here, where you actually have a lineup pool filter that matches your aggregate rule to where, okay, let's say you only want to focus on those 2,500 lineups that meet that request. Well, then I can just have the pool filter on and get rid of any of those that were outside of those bounds. So here, right, we had the 85 sum rule. Okay, well, I would go into my lineup pool and then I would just create one. I'm going to call it projection. And then I would say show lineups with projection greater than, and I'll say 84.99, right? And I'll rename this again, projection. So here, right, it got rid of a small number of lineups. So like we built 1,500, the builder got rid of 95. So one is that our rule was like actually an okay value, but there were a few lineups that were outside of those parameters that we set here, right? So I think that the filter on the lineup pool is just a good safety net. The builder's obviously going to do a good job of getting you most of the way there. This was like, I don't know, 7% of total lineups built were outside here. And then it even went a little bit over on the pool, right? So it built 1,619 lineups. We filter out those 95. We're left with 1,524, which is still more than we requested, right? So the builder doesn't have like a hard stop on your pool. It can go a little above or below depending on just like how many lineups it generates. It's a little too technical for me, but I just know that it can go a little bit above or below depending here. So that's how I would be doing that and then setting up my filter as well. All right, next question. What is your take on using SaberSim as a tool for sports betting and player props? Good question. So the answer to this question used to be different a couple years ago. We used to not take into account props in our models. So, you know, we just had like a model that was like independent of, you know, Vegas and, at that time, you know, we were willing to like put our model up against Vegas lines, right? Well, we shifted away from that. And the reason is that, you know, there was a very clear decision that we wanted to focus solely on DFS. You know, we used to have a sports betting product and things like that. But Andy, you know, mainly Andy decided that like, hey, you know, our entire team's focus is going to be on DFS and DFS alone and nothing else. And one way that we saw to make our projections for DFS better is to use Vegas props and Vegas lines as like inputs into our data, right? Those markets have a lot of volume. There's a lot of sharp bettors. Vegas is smart with moving lines and things like that. So we take into account props in our models. They are an input into the model. So I don't think you can now use SaberSim to beat props when we are already using props, right? So for that reason specifically, I would be against using SaberSim for sports betting and player props just because we're using that data to provide better DFS projections, which is our primary goal here. All right. Good stuff so far. Those were our few questions that came in prior to the show. Gives us an opportunity to do a build demo. So we did one for hockey yesterday. It's still early in the hockey season, so we can definitely do another one here. All right. So as far as games today, only one goalie has not been confirmed, which is for the Kings. But aside from that, I think it's pretty safe to start running some builds here. So I'm going to just make two small adjustments to projections. I'm actually going to turn off this rule that we demoed with earlier. Sliders are going to be the same as yesterday. I would leave min salary alone for hockey. You know, I think it's okay to let correlation be a little bit more the driving factor and be willing to play a little bit lower salary lineups. My opinion on that might change as we get into studying Contest Flashback as the, you know, the season progresses here. So I'm just going to rebuild and we'll take this new set of lineups and work with it. All right, so lineups are building. And lineups are almost finished. All right, lineups are in our pool. Contest sim is kicking off. Sim runs, we're going to diversify. And we're going to try again. All right, our lineups have generated here, which is great. I'm going to come into the player table and sort by exposure. I didn't move this around yesterday. Maybe not. A little less important to me. Position can probably come over here. Adjusted ownership, don't need it. Don't really need two projection columns. Team can come over. Okay, that looks pretty good. All right, so let's say we're building 20 lineups, sorting by portfolio here. I got an average projection and an average ROI aggregate metrics. I'm sorting by exposure. Now, it looks like we are getting a lot of Edmonton here. They're pretty high owned as well. Looks like we're getting Edmonton power play one, a little bit of Washington power play one, goalie from Vegas, goalie from Washington. All right, the main and primary thing I'm looking at, right, are like kind of my leverages. You know, am I taking stands I'm comfortable with? Am I not taking stands I'm comfortable with? You know, maybe 65% feels like too much. Okay, you know, I can come in here and I can lower this to 50%. I think that's like totally fine. Come in, I apply that. Rediversify. All right, cool. You know, now my leverage comes down a little bit, right? I don't have anybody in that like 30% range. And maybe I'm a little bit happier with this, right? I think fine-tuned adjustments are still great. I think that portfolio reacts a little bit better when you make somewhere between like 1 to 5 exposure adjustments rather than, you know, 5 to 10. I think that when you get into that higher range, that's where it starts to, you know, give you a little bit more trouble. So in that smaller range feels better. And I think that portfolio won't give you any errors when you do that. So those would be my tips there. If you're going to go a little bit heavier on the exposures, I'd recommend switching over to Uniques One, where it can prioritize your exposure adjustments a little bit more. But those are like the big things here, right? You know, checking out your correlation. Hey, do I have stacks? Yes, I do. Great. You know, you could look at what teams you're stacking. Okay, we obviously saw Edmonton and Washington just by looking at the player table here, right? We saw that we have no more than 50% exposure to any one skater, no more than 30% to any one goalie. A lot of those things feel really good. If I'm interested, right, I could even put on like an average salary aggregate metric since we were talking about that, right? Okay, hey, what is the average salary of my lineups? And this part's always kind of cool, right? So what we did here, right, is we let SaberSim have a bigger kind of window of salary to use, right? Hey, you can use, you know, a 2000 range. Well, it's still playing really high salary lineups. Our average is 49.7. And so even with, you know, the big window here, it's still using a lot. And I think that's a good sign that, you know, the builder is making good decisions with the players and balancing projection and correlation and all of those things. So those are the things I'd be looking out for with regard to building hockey lineups for tonight. The one thing I did want to touch on here, I'm not sure if this is up yet. We can go back to yesterday. We can go back to the hockey slate. So we go over the contest tab, right? We do have flashback, you know, for hockey, right? So like, hey, maybe you threw some lineups in the puck drop last night, you know, opening night, trying to take advantage of like some of those bigger contests before they kind of shrink down, you know, and you want to come in and review how you did, right? Okay, you know, I can come in, I can review lineups, I could review this contest even if I didn't play it, right? Hey, maybe I want to look at people who max entered it. And I want to see, you know, how they did. Okay, 150 maxers, sort by sim ROI. And I want to come in and I want to look at some of the characteristics, you know, of the best 150 max sim ROI lineups, right? Hey, you know, you guys are using high average salary. Well, luckily I was too, right? So I saw mine was like 49.7 in the lineups I just built. That's pretty in line. Duplication, even on a three-game slate, is pretty low at zero here. And then a lot of these sim average scores are somewhere within like 90 to 95 points, maybe even a little bit higher, like 91, right? 91 to 96. So there always seems to be like a little bit of like a floor, I'll call it. You don't need the highest projected lineups. You don't need, you know, the 95.89, the, you know, pushing 96. You could have 91. You could have 93. You could have 94. You could have 92. Right. But you need kind of like a floor. And then you can look at some of the correlation aspects of these lineups, right? Okay. I go take the top sim ROI-er, click the plus icon. Hey, what kind of stacks did they primarily want? Run. Hey, a lot of 5-2-1s, 4-3-1s, right? Pretty sure 4-3-1s are like more popular than 5-2-1. So interesting that this user played more of the 5-2s, but it played at least a 3-stack in all their lineups, right? It's kind of a good little nugget there. And then, you know, how much exposure did they have? Okay, well, hey, they were willing to get up to 50% exposure on a small slate like this, right? They were willing to take 50% of a player, you know? So, like, when I'm looking at my own lineups for tonight, well, hey, maybe I'm okay, you know, with 50%, but maybe I don't like that 65, right? Well, guess what? You can, you know, look at multiple people, right? Like, look at Mr. Clean here from the Saberson team. And, you know, I go over to his lineups. Okay, what's he running, right? Hey, he's running a lot of 5-2s and 4-3s. A little bit closer gap here. I think his 6-stacks are pretty interesting, right? 6-man stacks, 20%. I think that's higher than I saw on the other user, okay? You know, hammering correlation, 5-stacks, 6-stacks, right? Top exposures were a little bit smaller than 50, right? Under 40% here. And then... two of those were the goalies, right? So I think that, you know, you could sit here and you could do this and you can learn and you could take one piece from this person, one piece from that person. Maybe 40% max exposure resonates with you more than 50% does. You know, maybe you're going to try that. At least somebody who's, you know, a solid player is doing something similar, right? And then you just sit here, kind of study, 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 and then you start to craft your own process, right? I was listening to an interview with Shaq recently and he said, they said, what makes you so good at business is about business. He goes, I'm a thief. He goes, in the sense that I look at what everybody's doing and then I take a little bit from here, a little bit from there, and all of a sudden, you know, I have Shaq's process, right? It's kind of the same thing. Like, hey, I'm going to take a little bit from the Mish, a little bit from Mr. Clean, a little bit from, you know, CSU Runner, a little bit from McLovin, right? And you learn and you study all these players and all of a sudden you create your own really good process that's based on what all these good players are doing. So I think flashback can be super, super helpful for that. So I wanted to talk about it a little bit here. But, you know, you can do that for any contest on our contest list. So just some notes there. All right. We answered these questions in YouTube and Discord. Did a NHL demo, did an NHL flashback demo as well. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our last show of the week. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.